And then when oh and then I sorry. As we're just gonna be over this weekend, so we'll probably go out for dinner and stuff anyway, but we both love cheese and I was like, oh, it'll be a nice excuse to actually buy, you know, like a Christmas, well, I don't know if you do, but at Christmas we get different cheeses and have like a cheese board selection type thing. And I was like, oh, it'll be a nice excuse to get some of the cheese over and we'll both eat it. So I was like, I remember Tim telling me a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about cheese, his favourite one. So I was like, I'm gonna make a check with normal supermarkets, and they didn't have them. They either had them pre-packed, which didn't really want, or they didn't have them on their own. So I was like, I'm gonna go to, as I've got a day save, I'm going to go to the bit further away Waitrose, because then I can go to the cheese counter and get hopefully what I want. I'll probably go there now and it'll have nothing. I'm on the way in there now. So text him saying, what was the cheese you liked? And he called me and called me on Skype, and I was like, I'm not at home. And he was like, you said you were just going to Waitrose. I said, yeah, just going from dancing, not from my house. So he persuaded me to come home, as it was on my way anyway. So I came home and then ended up speaking to him until like maybe until probably an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, and then just about random stuff and me trying to not book his travel for him, but arrange his travel for him. And he was purposely winding me up because I was going, God, you're so useless. I was like, you ever heard of the word independent? Like, he made me find all his travel, all the different alternatives. He chose which one he wanted. And then he didn't have his computer with him. So he didn't. Oh, he left it.